Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Now on the phone, I am joined by health coach Teresa Rowe, and she's going to be in town on Saturday at the Union North CP Church here at 10 a.m. for a women's conference. Teresa, tell me all about it. What's going on this Saturday?
Okay, we're going to have a lot of fun on Saturday, and I'm just going to bring a lot of different things. I'm all over the place. So I instruct people in fitness. I'm a health coach. I help them with their spiritual side as well. So what I'm really going to bring to the ladies this Saturday is a message of how to be a warrior in training. And I actually have this on a T-shirt. I thought of this idea earlier this year, and I just put on a T-shirt. And so it gets a lot of attention and a lot of questions. So it kind of opens people up to what does that mean and
sure.
What are you talking about? And so you get to share your story with people. And so the ladies that purchase and the guys that purchase this shirt, they just get to share with people what God has done for them. So it's a great way just to spread some inspiration, you know, without quoting scriptures or saying, you know, you need to be a Christian. It's just an inspirational message. So
I'm going to interrupt you here. I'm sorry. A great conversation starter for somebody's T-shirt, because I was going to ask the same question. What exactly is a warrior in training?
Okay. Well, we are always in training in life. I mean, if you think of your own life, your life is your training ground. And so you're learning something new every single day. I mean, I'm in my 50s, mm-hmm. but I'm learning something new from my grandchildren, from my children, from people that I teach, from guests that I have on my radio show. I'm always learning something from them, and it helps. It's like it encourages you, and you can learn from your mistakes too as you go along, but you always want to train your body because you never know what's going to go on. So you want to have that endurance and you want to have that energy. And so how can we move these bodies in a way that, you know, gives us all of that?
Uh-huh.
And I think people are a little intimidated by exercise. And when I coach someone, I don't stand beside them and say, do so many repetitions, now do this and that.
You're not Jillian Michaels or something, right?
Not at all. Now, I do have a class. There's about 80 to 100 people that come in, and we bring them in the gym. And I do a circuit training class, and I'm walking the floor. But I'm, like, going over there, and I'm calling them up instead of calling them out. Let's think about your alignment and your posture. I'm all about the powerhouse, and the powerhouse is your core and your abdominals and your hips and your glutes. And I explain to people that without a real strong core, the body's not going to function as it should. So I just kind of bring it all together, how to do this for working people that are out there that they can't go to a class. So what can they do? What can you do right now at work?
Sure.
And so I want people to be able to apply whatever I'm talking about, like right now.
Right.
And then to work on things. So I think we're all always in training. We're always learning. We're always reading. We're always acknowledging things and having awareness. So I think people are so busy that awareness has just kind of left them, and they're all over the place. And so, you know, I have my own issues with that at times, and I have to bring myself on back. So I teach people how to practice discipline and make it really, really simple. I'm all about simple. If anything is too complicated, I'm just going to shut down. So, you know, I teach in a way and I speak in a way that will hopefully unlock people and unlock their potential. I love it when I see someone get unlocked and they start to transform in the way they think and in the things that they do. It's basically all about transformation, growing, learning, and maturing.
Sure. That's fascinating, Teresa. What do you find when you go to these different, when you put on your different exhibitions and shows at these conferences? Because, I mean, you're an experienced conference motivational speaker, aren't you?
Well, I don't know if I'm as experienced, but I've been out there a little bit because I'm in my 50s and God has granted me a lot of amazing opportunities. But what I do find is most people do not know how to connect. And by that, I mean they do not know how to connect with their physical body, I've been through a couple of open heart surgeries, and so I had such an awareness of my physical body.
Yeah,
I was born with three holes in my heart, but that's for another day and another story. But I know the importance of keeping our bodies strong. So I find that they don't know how to connect with their core. Like, most people don't even think about bringing their stomach in. They just let it hang out.
Yeah.
And then they wonder about their posture and why do I have back pain and this and that. And the stability ball is one of my best friends when it comes to a prop.
The stability ball. Tell me about the stability ball.
Yes, it's the only piece of equipment that I personally own, and I use it as my chair. I don't have any fancy chair set up with a base on it and all of that. It's just a stability ball. Well, you sit on the stability ball itself, and it takes the pressure off your spine and your hips and your glutes, okay?
So
if you're at a job where you're sitting, you definitely need one of these.
I need one.
And you need one anyway because it is a core workout just sitting on the ball.
Oh, really?
And it is. And it helps us with our spine and our alignment. Again, you know, a lot of people have no awareness. They know that they have pain in the body, but they don't realize could it be coming from I've got bad posture, I'm not using my core, I'm not using my muscles like I should. So the stability ball, when I started using this in the 90s, I'm like, where has this been all my life? And so, you know, and women that are pregnant, they all need to be on the stability ball because it takes the pressure off their spine and their hips and their glutes. And when I had my first grandbaby, and all the grandchildren loved this, I would just bounce them a little bit, just gently up and down on the ball, and they'd go right to sleep. Kids love the stability ball.
How about that?
They come in all different sizes, too, and it goes by your height.
Okay.
And I always recommend, I sell them, of course, on my website on shapedbyfaith.com. You can pick up one of these anywhere, but make sure that it is a anti-burst stability ball. And it goes by your height.
That could be a problem, couldn't it?
Well, and they sell them for little kiddos, too.
Yeah.
There's little stability ball horses out there. I mean, there's all sorts of things now that will help with our posture and alignment.
Teresa, tell me a little bit about how you connect the physical with the spiritual then as you put these together.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You know, before the age of 26, I was out in Nebraska. I was I trained professional models for a living. I was a model. I was working in television a little bit. And it was all about me. And I'll just be honest. It was all about where I'm going in life. I'm going to get ahead. I don't care what I have to do to get ahead, and I'm going to do it. And I was teaching fitness classes at the time. I owned five. We called them aerobic studios back then. It just means oxygenated blood. It doesn't mean any style of fitness.
Sure.
But anyway, you know, it was all about me and getting fit and staying, you know, nice and slim. And it was all about my looks. And then when I moved back to Kentucky after my first open heart surgery, a lot happened. I mean, I couldn't believe I moved back here. I'm like, what was I thinking?
Right.
And then there was nothing here for me. But I was teaching a fitness class at a place. And I tell you what, this lady walked up to me and she asked if she could pray for me. And I thought she was a fruitcake. I thought, you know, no one's ever asked me that. It made me feel weird and awkward and strange. And so, long story short, she showed up at my house. I thought she was a stalker then. And I'm like, this is too bizarre. And so she's like, I have to be obedient to what I really feel like God is wanting me to do. He wants me to pray for you, and that's it. Can I please pray for you? I'm like, come on in, pray for me. Let's get it over with. And so when she prayed for me, I tell you what, something happened. I cannot explain it God. I mean, there's no other explanation. I didn't make it happen. I mean, I'm not like, I want to change.
Sure.
I totally transformed in my thinking, like in the way I wanted to present exercise. And so when I teach exercise, I always bring, there's a message that I pray in the morning. I get up early, which is a pain, and I don't want to do it, believe me. I get up early around 5 a.m. I'm praying. I'm asking God. I'm seeking His wisdom. I'm in the Word. I'm in His Scriptures. And I'm like, Lord, what message do you have for the class today?
And you think of something.
He always, yeah.
How about that?
Now, an idea.
Tell me again what's going on. Tell me again what's going on this Saturday before I run out of time. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, this Saturday. So I'm going to give the ladies some key points to help them to continue being a warrior in training. And I'm going to talk about some roadblocks that can hinder us, that can kind of sabotage us. I'm going to talk about our identity. Who are you? A lot of people are walking around, they have not a clue who they are. Mm-hmm. They're working, they're raising kids, but what's your purpose in life? You know, I'm going to talk about that and address that and bring it from the biblical standpoint.
That's
of,
wonderful.
Here's what God says.
Sure.
Yeah, so I think we're going to have a great, and the ball's going to be there, by the way.
The stability bowl
will be
there.
We can't get away from it. We've got to have our physical, ladies.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. I tell you what, it sounds like it's going to be a really nice afternoon, morning or afternoon. And you say two sessions, right?
Yes, I'll be speaking two sessions. I mean, I could go three and four, but I figured they probably want to go home, you know.
And yeah. So it's a Union North CP Church this Saturday, right?
Yes.
At 10 a.m., what time do the doors open? When do folks need to, is this for just ladies only or ladies and men?
Well, I believe it's a women's conference only, but if guys show up, I don't think they're going to kick them out.
Okay.
But I think it's for women, but the doors open at 9 a.m.
Well, I tell you what.
And they do have a Facebook page, too. Like, you can look up Union North CB Church on Facebook,
okay.
And they've got something right there, too.
Well, that's wonderful. It sounds like it's going to be a big, full day. Sounds like a lot of fun. Teresa, I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
Bye.